We've busted hundreds of cheaters. Oh. And it's time for another one. War of the Roses on KDWB.
You're going to remember today's War of the Roses because I think that she is a little bit misguided, but it's not for me because you know me, I'm not judgmental.
No.
I'm not a judgmental person. I'm going to let Sarah tell you why she needs to do War of the Roses. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for being on to tell us about War of the Roses. What's going on? This is your boyfriend, not fiance, not husband, boyfriend, Brandon, and you want to do War of the Roses because why?
My boyfriend Brandon, I think is cheating on me because I was at his house and we went to watch a movie and there was a pornography DVD in the DVD player. And I was shocked and upset. And, you know, I thought if he's watching it on the DVD player, he's probably looking at it on the computer.
Okay.
And so when he was in the shower, I looked at his computer history, his recent history, and it was disgusting. It was like the search history was like cut and like...
Wait. What did you find in his history?
It was like these disgusting websites. Like there was one called...
Okay.
And
heard of tube? Yeah,
I've heard of that one.
Okay.
And porn.
Okay.
Those are kind of, I mean... Yeah.
That's pretty... Well...
But I'm still confused on why this makes you think that he's cheating on you.
Because, obviously, he is. He's looking for things beyond me for satisfaction. It's disrespectful, and it's basically like a surefire way to tell if someone's cheating. If they're looking at porn, then they're not.
Is that true? I mean, is that a surefire way to know if somebody's cheating? I mean, she could be right. If they're looking at porn online, then obviously they're not happy with sex with you.
That's not true.
They have to live in a fantasy world. When that fantasy starts to become not enough, now they're out with somebody else who they met at work or at school or church or wherever.
Okay, Dave, you know better than that. Looking at porn doesn't mean that you're unhappy. I mean, people do that And, I mean, God, if I based people cheating on me on that, every guy I've ever known probably would have cheated on me. But it depends on if you think that looking at porn is cheating. Because some people actually think looking at porn is cheating.
I do think it is. Because he's getting satisfaction in a way that's beyond me. Okay. It's not me. And so he's cheating on me. But I also believe that there's probably someone else and that the porn is just the gateway. It's just a way of saying, oh, I'm going to look at porn instead of being with Sarah, and I think that's cheating.
Okay.
So, I mean, I want to see your side of it, and I know that a lot of women do think that porn is cheating, and you know what? If that's your standard, then that's the standard that he's either got to accept or you can't be in a relationship. At the same time, personally, I think it's a little bit unreasonable because, you know, it's kind of like going online and looking at cars you can't afford. You know, if you go online and look at Maseratis or Lamborghinis or Mustangs or whatever, it just means you really want one, but it doesn't mean you're going to run out and spend your life savings or risk your relationship on something that you shouldn't be having. I mean, I think that, you know, looking at porn is so widespread, and if it's not interfering with your work or your livelihood or your safety or your health, I don't know. I don't really see a problem with it.
I'm sure it does interfere with our life because he's looking at porn and then getting his kicks that way, and then I come over, he's probably too tired. Or it's not like he can just turn it on again. He's deciding, oh, I want this nice fancy car instead of this sensible car I pay.
Okay, all right. I get it.
Does he know how you feel about porn, though? Like, have you made it clear that you consider watching porn cheating or...
I haven't said it in so many words, but I've definitely been like, I think porn's disgusting and I don't think that anybody should be looking at it who's in a relationship. I mean, I haven't said to him, you can't watch porn.
Right.
I've certainly dropped enough hints where, this is just like...
Okay.
So we are going to jump to the conclusion that because he is looking at porn, that's the gateway to cheating. He's walked through that gateway, Fallon, and we're going to find out whether or not he is cheating. And we'll do that next. You hang on, Sarah.
Back to the War of the Roses on KDWB.
Sarah's doing War of the Roses because she has jumped to a conclusion, rationally or not, that because her boyfriend Would you find a DVD in his DVD player, and it was a porn DVD, and then you made the you got the idea that, oh, he's looking at DVD porn, he must be looking at his computer too. So while he's in the shower, you went through his computer and looked at the history. Sure enough, how did you feel when you saw that history? Was it just like a sinking feeling, or how'd you feel?
Well, after I saw the DVD in the DVD player, it was pretty much inevitable that he'd been looking online. But it was just, I think the DVD was more upsetting because you need to go out and buy that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the internet is just inevitable if someone owns a porn.
Okay. And you don't look at it. You it does nothing for you. You don't look at it. You have
that. No, I don't look. No.
You've never, when you were single or maybe with an old boyfriend, you never sat around and watched part two or.
Serious?
Or anything like that. You never watched anything
what
like that.
What is wrong with you?
No, I definitely didn't. If I'm with someone, I'm with someone. And even when I was single, it wasn't something that aroused me. I think it's a difference between men and women, but I also think that if a man is in a committed relationship and he's finding other ways to get satisfied beyond the girl he's with, I think that's cheating.
Okay. You're allowed to have that opinion. A lot of relationships are the same way. It's weird to Dave and I because we're not like that. But, I mean, I know that there are tons of relationships that have those same beliefs.
We're going to call your boyfriend, and we're going to find out whether Brandon is going to send the flowers to you or to somebody else. We'll give him the roses ploy and offer him free roses and see who he sends them to. Stay right there, Sarah. You can listen to the whole thing, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what is his cell phone company? Can you tell me?
Hi, Brandon. This is Jane. How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Great. I won't take up much of your time. We're doing a quick survey today to just poll some of our loyal customers and also reward you in the same time. Basically, it's a two-question survey if you have time to take it, and then we can get you a nice incentive of a dozen long-stem romantic roses. You can send those to anyone anywhere in the country at no cost to you just for taking this survey. So do you have time to do that today?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. First question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your services with us, 10 being the best?
8.
Great. And then the final question is simply, what is the likelihood you'll renew your services with us on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
I'd say 8 again.
Great. Now, like I said, we'll get you the nice incentive of the dozen long-stem romantic roses. You can send those to anyone, anywhere in the country, no cost to you. Who would you like to send those to?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll send them to Hannah.
And you get to attach a card. What would you like the card to say?
I don't know. Thinking about you.
Perfect.
Hannah. Interesting. Let me explain what's going on here, Brandon, real quick. We are calling from KDWB, and I'm Dave Ryan from KDWB, and that's Ashley Fallon.
Hi.
She's not. We were calling to see who you would send these roses to, and in on this is your girlfriend, Sarah, who was a little bit worried that you might be seeing somebody else behind Sarah's back.
Yeah, who's Hannah?
What does it matter? We're not dating anymore.
Wait, now, okay, now I'm confused. So who's not dating who anymore?
Yeah, I'm confused too. Okay. I'm not with Sarah. We hung out a little bit. I haven't talked to her in like 3 weeks because she's like a controlling, uptight buzzkill.
Okay, so.
Who is Hannah? Because we haven't talked in a couple weeks, but we're still together and you can't be sending.
No, we're not.
Sarah, how would you think how have you gone like 2 weeks, as you said, without talking to your boyfriend?
Because I'm not her boyfriend.
No, because we've been busy.
Let me get this right. So you say. Brandon, I'm confused now, and usually it's the guy. You say that you can send roses to anybody you want to, including Hannah, because you're not Sarah's boyfriend.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm
then Sarah,
not Sarah's boyfriend.
Has it really been 3 weeks, Sarah, since you guys have even talked to each other?
I don't know. I'm not keeping track of the days.
Okay, but it's been a while. But you can't pretend that a guy's your boyfriend if he hasn't talked to you in 3 weeks.
I'm not pretending anything.
When's the last time that you two hooked up? Has it been about 3 weeks since you hooked up?
I don't remember. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just tell you what's going on here. Brandon, she was worried that you might be seeing somebody else, not because of the 3 weeks thing, but she was worried because that she found the porn DVD in your DVD player. And then she looked on your web history and found some adult websites on there. So she thought that meant that for sure you're cheating. And it sounds like you are seeing somebody else, but it's not cheating.
It's not cheating. And what's she doing looking through my computer? I mean, that's exactly why I don't talk to her anymore. She's a psycho. Like, I intentionally have not spoken with her in, like, 3 weeks because she's crazy. And this is just more proof.
It's not psycho to care about the person you're with and be curious to see if they are looking at porn behind your back.
Hey, psycho. Hello, psycho. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I thought I made that clear. I want nothing to do with you.
Did you tell her that you were done with her?
Yeah.
Well, then, Sarah, why are you bothering him if he told you he's done?
Because I wasn't sure if it was final.
Sounds like it's final.
Thank you. Now we know.